All right. Well, Carmen Q here with Derek Rodriguez. How's it going, Derek?
How you doing? Good.
Yeah, cool. I haven't seen you in a little bit. We haven't sat down and talked. So how was your...
Sacramento. I know. Yeah. Sacramento.
How was your off season? What did you do?
It was good. It was just a lot of training down in Puerto Rico, just catching up with everybody else. But no, it was a fun off season.
And you got married, right? Yeah. How was that? It's been a long time coming, right?
Yeah. No, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I mean, she's awesome. She's my best friend. So, you know, finally tying her down, I guess. It was awesome. It was the best thing I could do.
Oh, and did you guys do it in Puerto Rico? Did you do it here?
Yeah, in Puerto Rico. We're going to do it in Puerto Rico.
And your whole family was there, or was it?
Yeah, whole family. I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was really cool.
And you're going to have your big ceremony this year, right?
This year. Yeah, this offseason, November 16th, we're going to have the big ceremony. So I'm looking forward to that one, too.
And I know usually the bride will take charge of most things, but do you get to pick anything, the music?
Nothing.
I don't get to change. There's some things, but, I mean, she's in charge of everything.
Are you picking, like, a cool tux at least?
Yeah, I was actually just doing that right now. I was talking to Denise about that, so we'll see. It'll be fun.
That's awesome. And, you know, I know that you didn't get an opening day last year, so you went through your first opening day as a big leaguer. How was that?
No, it was a lot of fun. It was really cool. I mean, all the ceremonies and all the people and just the build-up to that game, it was. I mean, everything I dreamed of, it was a lot of fun.
And the home opener, same, the honoring Bochy?
I mean, like I said, I mean, Bochy has been around so long. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame manager, so, you know, just being here on his last opening day, the emotions and the people really got into it. It was something special.
I know you've only worked with him about a year or so, but what has he done for you in terms of, you know, his leadership style? Has he mentored you in any way?
He's just given me, you know, a lot of confidence, you know, and you don't see that very often in a manager, a veteran manager, give, you know, so much confidence in a young guy like he has with me. So, you know, that coming from him, it means the world to me. And you know, I tell my dad all the time and my mom that, you know, I feel really, you know, blessed that I was able to be on his team, you know, a year and a half before he retired. So, I mean, it's really cool.
Yeah, now you have a ton of stories of your own. Exactly. And you're no longer the new guy. You have guys here, Kevin Pillar, all these guys have joined the team. Do you get to give kind of veteran advice about San Francisco to them?
Oh, no. No, there's no veteran advice coming from me. I'm still here trying to learn. I'm you know, those guys, Pillar has been in the league for 5 years, 6 years. So, I mean, he knows, you know, I'm learning from everybody still. You know, I mean, I don't have that title, that rookie title, but, you know, even I still learn to this day.
And what does it mean to have guys like Tyler Austin and Kevin Pillar here that are helping strengthen your team? I mean, Kevin Pillar has had 10 RBIs in the last couple of games, 3 home runs. What does that mean to you guys?
I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. You know, we got, you know, KP coming in and doing what he's doing. And you know, TA, I know Tyler's about to unload on one here pretty soon. So, you know, just having those guys coming in and the impact that they're going to have on our team is really cool.
And you guys played Tampa this last weekend. They're a little weird, like unconventional in the way that they use the opener. What do you think of the opener?
I mean, that's the way the game is going. So some teams like it, some teams don't. I mean, you just got to go with it, you know, whatever feels comfortable. But, I mean, they got a good team. They got a good team, good lineup. And, you know, it's working. It's working for them. So hats off to them.
Yeah, and I know they put one of their pitchers, Clark, in, and then they moved him to first, and then they moved him back. You used to play outfield. Do you hope Boach will give you that opportunity one day?
I mean, I used to like playing outfield best. I mean, with the guys that we got right here, I don't think that'll ever happen.
I always think about, like, if, you know, we know that Bum can hit. Mm-hmm. I wonder what order you would come in if the benches kind of, you know, they had all their hitters already used. Where do you think you'd come in?
It was last year, there was a situation when he actually got the walk-off hit. I was going to go in. If Gorky's didn't get on base, I was going to go hit.
Oh, you're that high up in the ranking, huh?
If Gorky's didn't get on base, I was going to go hit, but since he got the triple, Bum got, you know, Bum gets to get the glory for the walk-off.
He always does.
It's Bum.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
What are you going to say? Yeah. And I was talking about significance of numbers in baseball, like jersey numbers on a podcast that I was doing. You're wearing 57, another great Puerto Rican player on the Giants who got a no-hitter here.
Jonathan Sanchez.
Was wearing that number. Do you think that's maybe why you got this number, why Murph assigned it to you?
I don't know, but I mean, you know, Sanchi, I'm a really good friend. I'm a really good friend with Sanchi. I mean, we played winter ball together in Puerto Rico. So right when I got called up, he texted me. He's like, I better take care of that number. So, you know, he's awesome. He's a great guy. I mean, he's still, you know, down in Puerto Rico throwing 95. So, I mean, he's a great guy. I like him. I like him a lot.
So 57 was not a significant number to you initially?
Yeah, no. That was a random number to me when I got called up. But then I really like it. I mean, they asked me if I wanted to stay with the same number. And I was like, yeah, I like it. I mean, I've grown to love it and the fans grown to love it. So,
yeah. What were you wearing before? Like, what was your number, your staple number?
31.
31, okay.
I don't think Bam Bam's going to get
that. Maybe one day, maybe one day. And we talked about this a little bit off the interview, but you are a Game of Thrones fan. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? You're going to be traveling on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm about to download a couple episodes of Game of Thrones and, you know, build my way up to the season premiere come on Sunday. So I'm excited.
You got to stay off the internet.
Yeah, no, I really do. I got to stay off the internet. And I don't know. I know something hectic's about to happen on Sundays. I can feel it.
What's your do you have any weird predictions or conspiracy theories?
But last season it was so much was going on with, you know, Jon Snow and Khaleesi and all that stuff. So we'll see what way they're gonna throw us.
I know. I'm just like, can everybody please stay alive? Or
I mean, history shows that's not the way they're gonna go. So we know something's gonna be going on here, but I'm excited whatever happens.
Well, if you want to have a Game of Thrones death pool, I'll go in on that with you.
Yeah, we'll see. I gotta catch up on my Game of Thrones hero.
Okay, and I know you also are a big Marvel fan, so you're gonna be watching Avengers Endgame, right?
Yeah. I gotta wait for a good time, and movie sales are sold. Most of the movies for like the first week are sold out right now, so I gotta wait a little bit.
Yeah, I'm in a midnight showing, so I'll try not to ruin it for you.
Yeah.
But any predictions in that as well? Half the characters are gone.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I really had no idea what's gonna go. I like everything I've seen in the trailers. I don't know. We'll see.
Favorite Marvel character?
I like Iron Man.
Yeah.
I mean, the suit, everything. I mean, he's a leader. I like it.
Yeah, I'm like a Star-Lord
like a goofball type. Okay.
Exactly.
Star-Lord, all right.
Groot, you know, that whole genre.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for sitting down with me, and good luck this season.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
More coming up on KMBR, the sports leader.